verse 13. Then Simon himself believed also. And when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. He's exposed to Christianity, and he's impressed, though not converted. Notice that there are others here that are professing, but that doesn't mean that they are saved. Now, this is a case of, shall I say, head knowledge, or of just going along with the crowd. A great many people do that today. I've had quite a few letters from folk that have said this to me. Since I've been studying the Bible with you, I've begun to examine my own faith, whether it's a faith I got from somebody else, or whether I'm just following along with someone else, or whether I genuinely myself have been converted. It's well to do that. Paul said, examine yourself, see whether you're in the faith or not. Now, this man Simon has all the outward trappings. When they examined him and said, do you believe in Jesus? He said, yes. And he was baptized. But, my friend, he's not saved at all. And notice, verse 14, now when the apostles, which were at Jerusalem, heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John. Now, when they heard that there was a great moving of the Spirit down in Samaria, they sent two of the apostles down there. They wanted to check on it. Who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. Now, here are a great company of professing believers, and they had not been born again, for they were not baptized into the church by the Holy Spirit. They were not indwelt by the Spirit of God. They were not saved. Verse 16, for as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Just the outward. And that, my friend, never will make you a Christian, just to go through a ceremony. And now, notice, this gives us the background of why Simon was able to put over his racket here on the others. Now, he liked this idea of performing miracles. And I read now verse 17, then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. Now, that brought them into partnership with the apostles and the gospel, and they now believe in Christ. I think that Philip probably had not made all the conditions and the facts of the gospel. The Spirit of God had not yet come into that area. Now, another viewpoint that should be considered is this. It took an apostle to open up each one of these areas. Peter on the day of Pentecost in Jerusalem. Peter and John in Samaria, Judea and Samaria. And Paul the apostle out to the Gentiles. It took an apostle to open up the world to the preaching of the gospel. I personally believe that is the most satisfactory explanation.